Ali Horgan, next up, Bohemians aside, chasing a European spot. 5-3 the last time out. One suspects it mightn't be quite so open this time.
Well, I hope not, to put it that way to you. The first time we touched the ball in Daly Mount, we were one down, they tipped off. We didn't get the ball. They scored after a minute, and we just couldn't get back into it. You know, I know we equalised in that twice, actually, but... The first goal is crucial, you know, and we'd be quite happy if there wasn't the first goal, Chris, to put it that way to you. But, you know, when we concede early, it tends to be a long night for us, and that has been the case with Bowes. They've beaten us three times, and we need to try and get something out of Friday night.
Two wins on the trot, so, I mean, the form is good, but, you know, you're playing it a side that are third in the table. Yeah. They'll be hot favourites to win it.
Absolutely, yeah. And they're up there for a reason. They've done brilliantly. You know, they have defensively, they're very, very strong. And like, that's even, they seem to rotate when players are out injured. They move fullbacks into centre halves, and they seem to step up to the mark, you know, without any problem. They're good players. And then you have the likes of Keith Ward and Danny Mendrew that are just fabulous footballers to look at. You know, as a neutral, they're great to watch. As an opposition coach or manager, they're not so good to watch, to put it that way.
We're into the final third of the season. I suppose every single point, you may not even win another game this season, but every point is a point gained.
Yeah, most certainly, yeah. I mean, you know, as we said here earlier on, if we can accumulate, you know, one more point than UCD, they have a game in hand on us. If we can accumulate one more point than them between now and the end of the season, does that mean we get 10 and they get 9? Or we get, whatever, 3 and they get 2? I don't know. But that's really where our target at. Somebody asked me here, have we a target of how many points? It doesn't really matter. If we survive on 21 points, for example, and get to the playoff, we'd gladly take it.
Just going into this game, Nathan Boyle has been out injured for a while. You're going to be without Keelan McAleer. You're going to be without Rafael Grataro. So some really key players missing.
Yeah, and all in the attacking end of the pitch, you know, Chris. And we didn't create a whole lot against Kerry on Friday night. And that's us now down a couple more, I feel like. And but we need people to step up to the mark, the ones that we put in. I've no doubt they will, but we have to. You know, we've got to create more than we did, despite the fact that we won on Friday night. And that's really the reality of it, Chris.
Now, you're not happy that Rafael Grataro has picked up 5 bookings. He's going to miss out. Was there a possibility you could have appealed? Because your understanding of things was he was wrongly booked.
Well, the referee's report, to the referee, to his credit, was the last series of games in the Brandywell, Rath was booked in the wrong, and the referee he got the wrong player, if it was a booking, and he, to his credit, informed us, informed Rath, and put it in his referee's report. So we informed the discipline unit and the FAI that there will be a report coming in. Like, the referee's reports are gospel. Unfortunately, I know too well myself how they are fact, and, you know, well, I won't say fact, but they're taken as being fact, and it never reached the table, which is very disappointing. We've brought it to their attention again when Rath picked up his 5th booking, although in reality he's 4th, and Rath himself is devastated. No mind us, you know, he played his 500th game, was it, on Friday night, like, and here he is now by an error of the referee. And to be fair to the referee, he put his hand up, which doesn't always happen. You know, our last contact with the discipline unit is that the matter is now closed. Unfortunately, the matter is never opened, and I just feel another problem in speaking out about it. I normally don't. I know the workings and runnings of it. There are good people there, but I just think, you know, a huge overhaul is needed, and that's not in any manner having a cut off the FAI. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. You know, I just feel that maybe, you know, people, they're good people that sit on the hearing. They have no agendas, but this didn't even get to a hearing or didn't even get to the table.
In terms of playing personnel, a couple of youngsters have sort of come through the ranks, and you've signed a couple of local guys have made that step up. Any more people likely to come in? I mean, we're at the end of the transfer window, and you can still sign people who are not under contract.
As regards the transfer or amateurs, we need to have them signed basically today to send away by the end of the month, which is tomorrow. You can sign out of work professionals, I think, for part of August, but they themselves come with a price Chris, if you know what I mean by that. We've been, you know, trialing players. We actually were happy with a player that played in Windsor Park with us on Saturday, and we ran into basically problems with his passport, that he ended up, he didn't have a European passport, which we were made aware he had. And unfortunately, we won't be able to pursue that line now. You know, it would take too long to get a work permit and get him cleared. This season would nearly be over at that stage. So that type of way is disappointing. We have what we have. There might be one new face in, please God, but that'll be it to see us sink or swim in the next 3 months.
And the new arrival, Joshua Smith, you talked about him last week that he may come in. He didn't come in, but again, this weekend, he's in the plans.
He played 90 minutes up in Linfield on Saturday, which is part of the reason we took that game. Mm. And he'll be very much up for a starting place on Friday night. We'll have to just make the right call. He looks up to match fitness now. Mm. He wasn't when he came in first, and He'll play a part, I'd be fairly certain, on Friday night, be it starting or be it coming on.
And finally, no doubt you're hoping that the Donegal public will come out and get behind the team. I mean, a good run of form, this is a huge game, and the support does help.
Look, it's hugely important to us in every way, you know, Chris. Like, they were brilliant on Friday night, which, okay, you know, we didn't fall behind in a game, but we need them if we fall behind to back us probably even more, Chris, and that's going to happen. No, please God, it won't happen on Friday night, but it's going to happen, you know, sooner or later. It's then we need the most, you know, but they've been brilliant. They've you know, we need them to come out on Friday to try and drive us on to get a point or whatever we can get out of it, and they'll be hugely important to whether we get to a playoff spot or not.